When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley. I'm here with Illini guy staff writer Matt Stevens, and we are talking about the Illini football team rounding out their coaching staff over the last few days here. Matt, how are things going up there in frozen Illinois?
We're thawing out. It's better than frozen Wisconsin, which I was over the weekend, which I forgot what Snowmageddon, where I used to live, was like until this past weekend hit me in the face with it. But I hear you're dealing with your own version of what would be Snowmageddon in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah, it's called Icemageddon, and there's hopefully not going to be that much. But, you know, down in the south, they don't have that many snow plows and that much salt. So things that would be just commonplace, you know, up north is a big deal. And you do not want to be on the roads with people who drive on ice once every 5 years or whatever.
My first job out of college was as an intern at the Birmingham News in Birmingham, Alabama, the largest paper in Alabama. And I remember one January day, I was driving to a basketball game, and I noticed that on Highway 65, there was nobody on the interstate anymore. And in the middle of January, and I didn't understand why. And when I got to the high school, there was nobody there at the basketball game. Called back at the office and wondered what the heck was going on and if I'd ever screwed up and I was at the wrong place, because I'm an intern and I'm dumb and I'm allowed to play that card. And he goes, "Where are you at?" I go, "I'm at Mountain Brook High School." And he goes, "Dude, that game got canceled like 3 hours ago." I was like, "Why?" He goes, "Because it's snowing." That's what my boss said. And I said, "Snowing where?" And come to find out the next day, there was a 64-point font headline in the on the front page of the Birmingham News, which I saved for my parents, 1 inch of snow. Yeah. And like literally, I've saved that one. And I go, "You got to be kidding me with this." But no, I lived in Starkville, Mississippi, and I lived in Auburn, Alabama. And yeah, they don't have snow plows and salt and sand. So I get what you're dealing with over there.
So yeah, it's just get your cars in the garage and get them up on the driveway. That way, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing as they drive down your street, your car parked on the, you know, in the road is not hit.
And that's pretty much it.
So let's shift around to what Coach B has been working on. First thing is longtime NFL assistant Charlie Bowen hired as outside linebacker coach. So tell me a little bit about Charlie.
So as I said on the boards at IlliniGuys.com, and if you're a premium member, you would have already seen this, and if you're not, please do become one. This is not about recruiting. It can't be about recruiting because Charlie Bowen has never done that. This is the first, and this is his first kind of wave back into the college game after being an NFL assistant for 11 years. And he's got a really tough territory that they're going to give him because he's a Palatine native. And so they're going to give him suburban Chicago. And the reason they're giving him that is because this is the position that Kevin Kane left. And Kevin Kane was big in the suburban Chicago area, you know, getting kids like, you know, kids out of St. Rita and really helping JMO with the city of Chicago. It can't be about recruiting. So what's it about? It's about player development. And that's a really, really talented room that Charlie is inheriting with that outside linebacker, you know, rush end position. Specifically, you have a freshman All-American named Gabe Yakis. And I'm just going to state it right now. If Charlie is going to be successful in this job, guess what? Gabe Yakus has got to be somewhere around a first round pick by the time he wants to leave Illinois. That's the goal here. But it's not just about Gabe Yakus. It's about Seth Coleman becoming an NFL, you know, rush end at some point when he wants to leave next year in the NFL draft. It's about developing Alec Bryant into a productive FBS player when he gets the opportunity to do so. And you're going to have other guys that are going to enter that room, like a Jared Beatty, who's going to eventually end up being a guy that you're going to count on later on, you know, when Charlie's developing that room. So this is about player development. This is about a guy that's worked, you know, with guys with the Patriots, with guys with the Cardinals, with guys with the Dolphins. And I'm telling you, he's worked with all pros in the NFL. And Brett Bielema has coached that position in the NFL under Bill Belichick and the Patriots. So he knows exactly what he's looking for in terms of player development. So it's taking a flyer on a guy that, based off of personality, might grow into the recruiter that you want him to be. But this is a you know, eat now kind of hire when it comes to player development. And because you're going to have to see Gabe Yakus take that next step. You're going to have to see Seth Coleman stay healthy and take that next step. Ezekiel Holmes is going to have to take that next step. Alec Bryant's going to have to take that next step. I just mentioned four guys you know are going to be in that room next year for his debut in the college game. And that's a really, really talented room. And it's a room in which, if you're going to do what Aaron Henry and Brett Bielema want to do with that defense, they've got to be at a supremely high level in terms of play to keep the defense at the level that you expect it to be and where it was last year under Ryan Walters. And so that's why this hire was made. You look at the guys that he's worked with and the production that they've had in the NFL. These are first team all pro guys. These are guys that are drafted very, very high. And then they take the next step, like a Chandler Jones, who was drafted by the Patriots as a first rounder, gets to that second contract with the Cardinals. And suddenly now he's a first team all pro and they're going to the playoffs under Cliff Kingsbury last year. So I think that's what Brett Bielema was banking on. And quite frankly, if you're an Illinois fan, the encouraging thing there is that it's exactly what Brett Bielema said he was looking for in Tampa, which is he was looking to the NFL. He was looking for player development. And he knew that room had to be performing at a high level next year in 2023. And that's what he's expecting out of this hire.
So he gets the talent that's there, maximizes it, and then gets to learn the recruiting ropes in one of the most brutal recruiting territories in the country,
with, you know, one of the most brutal recruiting, you know, conferences. Because Mike, you know this, Iowa was always big in Chicago. Now Purdue is trying to take its bite of the apple in Chicago, and Michigan is big in Chicago. And you know, if he's as good of in terms of a personality and a likability as it's already been stated on our boards, then he'll be fine. But he's already starting behind the eight ball with guys like Kevin Kane and everybody at Iowa that basically sets up shop there and tries to steal everybody out of the Chicago Catholic Football League. And then everybody that's in the surrounding community and suburbs of Chicago. So, you know, I think he'll do fine. And I think there's the possibility that he could get more like guys like Pat Farrell, who came out of St. Rita this year, who I think is made to play at Illinois because I think he's an under-recruited kid that just plays his butt off. And I watched him a couple of times at St. Rita. If he can get those types of kids, he'll be fine. But I think that this is also a guy that can also assist JMO in terms of knowing what defensive linemen need to look like, quite frankly, because that's the position he was more or less coaching in the NFL. Not everybody in the NFL runs a 3-4. So if you coach the NFL defensive linemen, I think he's going to allow JMO to have some help in that regard. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of room combining now between the outside linebackers and the D-line room of JMO. And I think you've got two big guys in the law firm coming back. I think Charlie could have a really big impact on, you know, getting those guys to another level where, you look at, you know, Johnny Newton as a potential first round pick, and you look at Keith Randolph as maybe a second round pick, as high as a second round pick whenever he wants to leave. So that's going to be on that duo as well, just like it was Kevin Kane working with JMO in that room along with Ryan Walters and everybody else.
Yeah. And of course we also have Thad Ward, who is all that is new is, or all that is old is new again, or all is new is old again. I don't know. But Thad Ward comes back to the Illini once as a running back coach under Lovie Smith, and now he's back.
Yeah, the summary of both of these guys is they're coming back to Illinois. Neither of them graduated from Illinois, and neither of them have really a whole – Thad Ward has experience coaching in Illinois, you know, but he's not from Illinois. He's born and raised in Tallahassee, Florida. We'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, I think Brett Bielema understands that, again, okay, here's another guy that can help me in terms of recruiting and has done it before in recruiting in three specific areas that I think Brett Bielema thinks are crucial going forward. One is Chicago. Thad's going to have an impact there because he had an impact there before when Lovie Smith was putting that first staff together. He'll have an impact in St. Louis because he's going to have to challenge Corey Patterson and whatever he wants to do to bring St. Louis guys to Purdue. And, oh, by the way, you know, drink over at Missouri is not exactly messing up the bed in the two major markets that matter with the Mizzou Tigers, and that's St. Louis and Kansas City. So look, if I'm dealing with young people on this podcast right now, okay, your parents have what's called a foldable map. I know the Google phone, the iPhones and all that make those irrelevant now. I have one in my car. I know how to fold it. Get it. Ask your parents to get one out and then put a cereal bowl around the campus of Illinois. I've always had the cereal bowl theory, which is if you take a cereal bowl and you put it on a paper map around this campus of Illinois, there's three areas that are crucial when Illinois has been really good: Indianapolis, St. Louis, Chicago. And I think that, you know, Thad helps you in two of those, in St. Louis and in Chicago. And then in another big one is, you know, South Florida, specifically like the Miami area. And what I feel like is that Brett Bielema has made it abundantly clear that while he's not going to be completely out of recruiting, now that Aaron Henry is transitioned into a coordinator role, Brett Bielema does not like his coordinators to take a big bite of the apple in terms of recruiting anymore. I don't know how that's going to go because I think Aaron Henry's one of his better recruiters. But I think if Thad Ward can take a huge bite out of the Miami apple, he's already done that with guys like Daniel Barker, Owen Carney, and already proven he can do that with guys like Mike Epstein. Mike Epstein, and I think this will work out well because you take the Mike Epstein story, who signed with Lovie's program out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Well, one of the high school coaches that Brett Bielema has always had a tight kinship with is Roger Harriott. Who is Roger Harriott? He's the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. And so I think that's going to be a big deal with Illinois going forward, is trying to take at least some part of Miami and make sure that it's taken care of, at least with identification of Devin Witherspoon type people that they can get to Illinois. Thad's going to be big in that. From a production standpoint, I think Thad has the chops to make this work too. I think when you talk about guys like Keyshawn Vaughn, Ravon Bonner, and then you go into like the Reggie Corbins, who had a career year in his last year, 2018, when Thad was there. There's an ability there to make sure the running game is taken care of. And as our board has already pointed out, I think there were two big time recruiters on Lovie's staff. One of them is currently with the Miami Dolphins, and got that job because he was a hell of a recruiter and recruited guys like Johnny Newton and some of the other Florida guys. The other was Thad Ward. And when Thad Ward left to go back to with Rod Carey at Temple, the recruiting took another dip for Lovie Smith because he I think that the thought process here is that when Thad comes back to Illinois, he already knows the show here. He knows the two guys in the recruiting office, Pat Emmelton being the big cheese here, and how they research guys 24/7. Thad's already worked with him because Pat was there as a holdover from the Lovie staff, and so there's a kinship there. And then I think Thad understands that there's a head coach that's going to help him a lot more in terms of getting into doors, getting on the road recruiting, than Lovie Smith was, quite frankly. So I think that there's a potential for Thad Ward's second time around in Champaign to be as good, or if not better, than the first time around, even though he's having even the same job. And I think that it also proves one other thing, which is Illinois just took somebody who is a Power Five assistant somewhere for a program that just won the Big 12 championship. took him away from that program and put him at Illinois in a very, very similar spot. What does that tell me? That tells me Illinois is willing to pay its assistants a heck of a lot more than Kansas State is. That's not a known secret because Kansas State has always kind of nickel and dimed its assistants going all the way back to the Bill Snyder era. Who would know that? Brett Bielema, who used to work at Kansas State under Bill Snyder. So I think that this was all set up, you know, once I think Brett knew what he was going to do and had a plan of what, who he was going to go after when he was sitting in Tampa. I think it all just had to come together at the right time. If you want to research the new outside linebackers coach, he has a couple of segments on the old, on the most recent Hard Knocks edition of the Arizona Cardinals. My only summary there is he has the football language already set up for you. And if you need to know what that means, turn the volume up and don't blush. Okay. And then I think Thad Ward, he knew was somebody. Brett Bielema has pulled me aside once and said that he was being sincere when he talked about the player development that was going on under Lovie Smith and under that current roster that he obtained from Lovie Smith. This tells me that, you know, there's guys on this roster that, that Brett Bielema knows that Lovie Smith brought in and kind of developed that are worthwhile. And I think that it also tells me that if Thad Ward had still been on this staff when Lovie got terminated, there's a really, really good chance he probably would have been kept by Brett Bielema because he felt that strongly about what he was doing in the running back room and what he was doing in some very, very significant recruiting markets for the University of Illinois. But as of we sit here on January 30th, 2023, the 2023 coaching staff is now officially full.
Perfect. Well, folks, thanks for listening to this. This was Illini Guys staff writer Matt Stevens. I'm Mike Kegley. And certainly go to IlliniGuys.com. You get 7 days to kick the tires, $99 a year. And this type of information, you'll get ahead of everybody else. Thank you very much, folks, and go Illini.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.